calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
That's 2511-0801-0012-3573.
What was those last four?
3573.
3573. Okay, let me just pull up your file real quick. Okay, is this, do you say Y-Boy Entertainment?
Correct.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Richard Barba, B-A-R-B-A.
Richard? Okay, Richard, are you the 100% owner?
I sure am.
Okay, perfect. Let me just confirm some info we have on file for you, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay? What is the structure of the business? Is it S-Corp, LLC?
C-Corp.
C-Corp, okay. And is the address over there 1502 East 7th Avenue?
That's me.
Okay. And you said you are the 100% owner, correct?
Okay.
What is a good number for you in case we get disconnected?
813-731-3963.
3963. Okay, and what's a good email for you?
Richard at Foot Whisperer, FOOTWHISPERER.com.
Okay. Okay, Richard, so we have many different programs depending on your specific needs, so why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, I was looking for unsecured for you.
Unsecured cash for what?
Up to 3 years.
3 years, okay. And how much are you looking for?
I'd say about 100 to 125.
100 to 125, okay. And
I'm for peak season at this point, and I'm just looking at things that are on my plate. One is hiring a sales promoter internally, as well as bringing some larger material, which requires cash outflow.
Okay, so it'd be used to hire a sales promoter?
Part of the proceeds, but yes.
Okay, and what else would it be used for?
We're bringing in some larger headliners. We're a nightclub.
Okay.
Ybor City.
Okay, so just kind of like operational cash for different headliners, things like that.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And you said 100 to 125?
Right.
How much would be used towards, you know, the different, you know, the sales promoter and then the headliners and things like that?
That'll probably be about 30 for the promoter, another 30 or so for the additional entertainment.
Okay. Perfect. And how soon do you need this by?
Well, I was going to do it.
What was that? Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit.
As soon as possible.
Okay. Perfect. So, you know, we have the working capital loan that goes up to 3 years, but generally for a first-time customer, it usually falls around the 24-month range. And then halfway through your loan, you can refinance, and then it'll spread it out over a longer term and open up additional funds for you as well if you wanted those. Is that something you would be interested in?
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
If the cost of the money isn't exorbitant, then
yeah. Definitely. No, I understand. So going forward, what were your gross annual sales like last year?
We're targeted for about $1.2
million. $1.2 million. Is that this year?
Excuse me?
Is that this year?
Yes.
Okay, so $1.2 million. So we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So at $1.2 million, you would fall right around the, you know, 120K range. So that's not a problem. So right about what you were looking for anyways. What would be your return on investment with this loan if you used it towards things like the headliners and promoter? Like, how much money would you be able to make off of it? Just a ballpark, if you can. Just, you know, just give you cash, and you know it's not going to make sense for the business or anything like that. We want you to be able to, you know, make money off of it and grow.
We're probably looking at a 20% return.
Okay. 20%, perfect.
Depending on, I mean, some of the headliners that we could bring it in, a lot higher than that.
Yeah. Are these like? I was just wondering, are they like bands, or are they DJs, or?
Performers. Performers. Local artists, singers, entertainers.
Oh, okay, cool.
An example would be like Alex Newell, who's on tour with Adam Lambert.
Oh, wow.
For New Year's Eve right now, that's already booked.
Oh, that's a big one there. Perfect. Okay. How long have you been considering the loan? Have you applied with anywhere else or anything like that?
No. I mean, this is just, I'm just looking for, I mean, I just got this letter of mail.
Yeah.
It fits in with looking at my business plan for the next quarter coming up and expansion. I mean, if I want to capitalize and make a better return, I'm going to need some cash flow on the front end. So that's why I just.
Okay, makes sense. Have you ever had a working capital loan before?
What's that?
Have you ever had a working capital loan before?
No.
No? Okay. So you don't have any out currently?
There's a line of credit that I have out, but nothing that says, you know, working capital or capital loan.
Okay, that's fine. The line of credit is through your bank?
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's around 726-750 credit.
Oh, so you're good. That's pretty good credit. Okay, perfect. And have you gone to your bank, or have you thought about using the line of credit for any of this, or is it just not something you want to leverage?
No, just leverage it.
Okay, perfect. So, moving forward, what we do here is, you know, to issue an approval, we'll need a couple documents from you. Once we have those, I can go ahead and get you submitted, and we will qualify you for the largest amount possible with the longest term possible, and then work backwards with you from there, so you can take out how much you want for, you know, the longest term that you can, and the payment from there. So it's a fairly, you know, we'll work fairly quickly, and it's pretty, you know, that's a pretty, you know, simple process. From you, I would need a one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return. Okay, and then do you guys take credit cards as payment for anything? Yeah, so, and then 4 months, so 4 months of merchant statements as well, so we can take a look at those. And I can email you all of this, so that's not, you don't have to write that down or anything. Okay, and what, let me double check here. Okay, so what? How soon do you think you can get those into me?
Close business today, tomorrow, or later.
Okay, that's not a problem. And the email itself, you can just reply, and it can go directly to me, or if you have any questions, my direct dial will be on there as well. So you can always give me a call or email me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Go ahead.
No, it sounds good.
Okay. Can you repeat that email for me one more time?
Richard at foot, FOOTWHIS, as in Sam, P as in Peter, ERER.com. Foot Whisperer.
ERER. Footwhisperer.com.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So once we get off the phone, I'll go ahead and send that over, and then if you can, just reply so I know that you got it. And once you get everything into me, we'll move forward for you.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.